So, hey guys, welcome back to In These Streets. I know we talked a whole lot last time about dating, and we have more to say.
More.
A lot more. I feel like this might even be like part 3, 4, and 5. Who knows?
Who knows? But this is part 2 of our first podcast. I'm Miranda.
And I'm Krista.
And thanks for joining us yet again. We appreciate it. And let's dive in.
Let's just dive right in.
Okay.
So last time I think we left off with ghosting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big thing. Ugh, no one likes that.
No.
Don't be that person. Again, please just, I'm just going to say it again. Don't be that person.
Right. Just have some balls and fucking say it. If you don't want to date somebody, just say, okay, I don't want to fucking talk to you anymore. I mean, it's really that simple. And leave it at that. At least the other person has some closure.
That's very true. So, I mean, really, like, when I've been out here, like, dating and everything, I don't really know how to approach a lot of times, like, situations. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, you know, you're supposed to be, like, a lady in the streets, a freak in the sheets, whatever. Like, I'm not a lady. Like, I don't know. I wasn't raised that way. Like, I don't have that Southern charm. But, probably because my mom's from Minnesota. So, but so I don't really, a lot of times, like, I find myself being kind of being like the person that pursues someone. Like, I have no problems like walking up and talking to someone.
Right.
Like, again, I can't message someone online, but I can surely go up to you in person and be like, hey, how you doing? Hey, like the smile. Yeah. Do a little hair flip. Yeah. We all have our thing. I got the little hair flip down and the smile and the dimple and the wink. Ah, hey. Wink, not so much, but everything else. Yeah, that's a real thing.
I got your wink.
But so I don't know. Like, I guess this is like really a question that I have for like guys and girls out there. I would really like to hear like what you guys think about this. Like, how do you feel like as a girl? Like, do you feel like you can be a little aggressive and like ask somebody out and like kind of pursue them?
Mm-hmm.
And like as a guy, like how do you feel about that? Like, do you think that is like the thing that like the guy should do? I mean, I don't feel like there's really any gender roles that need to be had in the dating world. I feel like
No.
It's like freaking open season. Like, come
really,
on,
especially these days. It really is. Like,
yeah.
And I've actually asked that question to a lot of guys, like, what do you feel about aggressive women? And
yeah.
I got a whole range of answers. Like, some of them, maybe they're more old school. They want to be the aggressor. They want to be the ones to approach the girl, and they want to be the ones that pursues. And I think that's kind of like how they've, you know, it's just been ingrained in them since the beginning.
Yeah.
And that's more the old school way of it or whatever. But a lot of the younger guys that I've asked are totally, totally cool with somebody being the or with the female being the aggressor. And of course, we're not going to just like say male or female at this point. We don't care if it's male, female, female.
And it doesn't really matter. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. For me personally, it's like if I have interest in you and I see you, I want to go talk to you.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sit there and like be lazy about it. And it's like, but at the same time, like, I do like to be pursued.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
There's something to be said about like being pursued. It's nice. Like,
as long as it's not creepy.
Yeah, don't be creepy about it.
Please don't.
Like, just don't do that. But I like, you know, I like to be chased a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. Not going to lie. Like, sometimes, you know, play a little hard to get, whatever.
Sure.
I don't really play hard to get. I don't know. What the hell am I talking about? I don't even know how to play that game. but really, like, so I had this experience the other night. And this is like literally 2 days ago. I was out with my friends, like having some drinks, and while you were like partying it up in New Orleans.
Hey.
But yeah, it was like a couple days ago, and I was out and like I was sitting at this bar, and like I'm just gonna say I hate this. So it's nice like when a guy is looking at you, like obviously like he's like kind of interested, like he's like giving you like eyes or whatever, but it's like, don't creepily sit over and give someone eyes and then don't approach them. That is so outrageous to me. I'm like, now you just look like a creep. Well,
yeah.
So this guy was doing this, and like he kept looking over, and I'm like, I kept feeling him looking at me, you know, when you just feel someone's eyes on you. So I turned to my friend and I'm like, is he looking at me? And I was like, I think he's looking at me. Every time I look over, he turns his head, so I can't really tell, but I feel like I've been catching him. And of course she's like, she waits for the next time. And she's like, yeah, he's looking at you. And I was like, okay. I was like, I'm just going to go over there and talk to him. I mean, he wasn't that creepy, obviously. I was like, he's cute.
He must have been really cute.
I mean, he was cute. He was pretty cute.
Let's be real. If he looked like Lurch from across the table, you would not be feeling it.
Hell no. I would be like, I need to change a venue. I no longer feel safe here. So I went over there and I was like, I went to like talk to him. And so I sat down and like, we had a like cute little banter going and I'm like, oh yeah, this is cool. And I was like, I'm really one of those girls, like, if I'm out with my friends, like, I don't want to leave you for a long time. I'll invite you over to my table and you can, like, sit and chill with us. But I don't want to just, like, be the girl that leaves the group of friends and, like, goes and, like, talks to the guy forever. Mm. I don't want to be that girl. Like, no. We'll exchange numbers if you don't want to talk and come sit with me and my friends or whatever and we'll talk later. But I'm not going to sit with you all night. Well, I invited him over to our table. He didn't come. I was very confused. I was like, what is going on here? Because he was like, yeah, I'm going to come. And then he continued to set the bar and kept looking over. And I'm like, well, this is fucking awkward. So then one of my other friends goes over there because I was like, what the fuck is going on? He's not coming over here. Like, I gave him my best hair flip and everything. Like, showed that dimple, like, put on a hard game. Like, yeah, I was like, maybe I came on too strong. I don't know. So my friend goes over there and they're having like a little chat. And then I was like, she comes back and she's like, oh, yeah, he's coming over here. And I was like, oh. Okay, well, that's weird.
Well, okay, so it took two of you.
Yeah, I was like, God, this is a lot of work. I mean, team effort, high five, girl. But I'm like, wait, maybe he's, like, into her. I don't know. So he comes over, and, like, he pulls up the chair right next to me. I'm like, okay, well, so this is a sign, like, he's into me. So we're talking, and, like, he's talking with everybody, and he's kind of, like, just, like, talking with the whole table. So I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe he's not that interested, but, yeah, he's still cute. Like, we're going to see where this goes. So we're leaving and I'm like, hey, can I have your number? And he like kind of looks like for a second, like looks at me like with this weird look. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe not. It's fine. I don't need it. And he ended up giving me his number and I called him so that he would have my number. But then I realized like he didn't save my number in his phone. So it's very weird. I was like, oh, okay, well, I've done that before. Okay, well, won't be hearing from him anymore. And like, I literally walk out, and as we're walking out, I tell my friend, I was like, yeah, that was kind of weird. I don't think he saved my number. I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be hearing from him anymore. I was like, this whole encounter was just kind of weird. Like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Like, maybe he wasn't really that into me. So we're halfway home, and he sends me a text. And I was like, what?
Okay.
And he's like, you're really cute. And he was like, thank you for hanging out with me tonight. And I'm like, okay, well, that was weird.
Well, I guess he still had it then.
So. Yeah. But I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I was literally not expecting a text at all. So, like, we exchange a couple text messages, but it's late. So I fall asleep because, guys, I can't stay up late when I'm home. So I fall asleep. And, like, the next day, I don't hear from him at all. So then it was actually today. He texts me. And I was like, oh. And he's like, well, I was just thinking about you. And I'm like, what? Okay. I don't know what to say.
Expect the unexpected is the rule with this.
Yeah. I'm like, what the hell? So, like, we've been talking today, and it's, like, all cool and stuff. But I'm like, I don't know. Like, did I come on too strong? And he did mention today, he's like, well, I thought you were just coming over to the bar because you felt bad because I was alone. For one, no girl is going to approach you at the damn bar if you're alone. If we don't like you and we don't find anything attractive about you, we're not walking up to you to the bar to be like, good Samaritans. Like, no. No. Like, get it right, dude. Like, I am sending you all the signals. I'm going to need y'all to learn how to pick up on these social cues, like, and all these signals that I am just, like, throwing your way. I'm basically throwing myself on you. And you're just like, oh, well, hey, friend. No. No, like it was so awkward. Like, I literally left and I was like, I even talked to my parents about it last night because I was like, at dinner, I was like, you know, this is just weird. And okay, just so you guys know, I have a really open relationship with my parents. We talk about all this stuff. But anyways, so back to it. It was just like, it was really weird. And I was like, yeah, I think I just like said some awkwardly like sarcastic things and like gave him real, you know, resting bitch face and he didn't appreciate it. Apparently he did though. So we'll see.
We'll see where it goes.
Yeah, but I already written him off because I hadn't heard from him in a day. If someone gives you their number and you're really interested, like, you should send up a follow-up text like, hey, did you actually make it home? Because you didn't answer my last text message and like, or something, you know?
Yeah. Or just checking on you. I wanted to make sure you made it home safe or whatever. But that is always a good thing to ask a girl. We appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. I do.
Definitely. Okay. Well, I mean, that falls under the whole thing about whether women should be aggressive or not. Like, some of the answers that I were getting from, I was getting from people, and they brought up some really good points. Like, some people are afraid now, like, or we'll say some guys are afraid to approach girls now just because of, like, the Me Too movement. That was something that was brought up.
That is so stupid. As long as you're not approaching me, like, trying to, like, put your hand down my pants or put your hand up my shirt, which I've had guys, like, try and touch me inappropriately, but I sure the fuck will turn around and be like, don't fucking touch me.
Well, that's true.
I have no problems with that. But don't be that guy. If you're not that guy, then you have no reason to feel that way in approaching a woman.
Well, there are some women out
there. There are crazy women, but there are crazy people everywhere.
That's the thing, though. There are crazy women out there that would take it the wrong way. Yeah, and I can understand that. Like, I would, if I was a guy in this day and age, with the way that people are getting so fucking offended by everything, I would probably be a little scared too.
I don't know. Like, I think you just got to feel out the situation and feel what you're digging with. And, like, I mean, when you approach someone, you know, like, you can kind of smell out crazy. Like, you can test it out.
Like, I don't know.
I mean, some people are a little, like, I mean, they hide it pretty well, but I don't know. I think as long as you're approaching them in a respectful manner, then you have nothing. And if they say something, then just say, okay, bye.
Yeah.
There's no reason. I mean, it's not like you got to sit there and have, like, a freaking fight with them. It's like, you don't even know them. You're not, there's no reason for that.
And I think we talked about that before. I'm not sure if that was our recording that we trashed, but yeah, if we turn you down, just be cool. Just be cool and walk away.
Yeah, just walk away.
Don't show, like, crazy.
Don't. I don't appreciate having, like, because then that just ruins the whole night for, like, the other person. Like, when you're crazy, it ruins the whole night. And, like, I've had some crazy moments. I mean, there are some people that can tell you that I did some crazy shit. Like, but don't cross me. Don't. Because, girl.
I think I've witnessed some of this crazy. Let's be real.
Yeah. It takes a while for it to come out now. Like, I hold it in pretty well and, like, I'm usually pretty cool. Like, you can do you. Do you. I don't care. If we're not together, I don't care. Just don't do you in front of me. Don't.
Just, we're not even going to go there.
We're not even going to go there. That was not a fun night. I almost killed a girl and a guy. It's fine.
Oh, no. That's not fine. Don't say that.
I mean, I didn't actually almost kill them. I really want to slap the hell out of this girl, but I was like, no, I'm not going to be mad at the girl. I'm going to be mad at the guy. Remember that. Remember where to direct your anger towards, okay? The girl that had nothing to do with y'all before, or the guy that had nothing to do with y'all before, they didn't fucking know. Don't direct your anger towards them. Direct your anger at the person that fucking knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
Don't misdirect. Yeah. Don't misdirect that shit. I hate that crap. When, like, someone finds out that the person is cheating on them or something and they get mad at the other person, the third party. No.
I'm going to beat her ass, but I'm going to take him back.
Don't do that shit. That has not. No. They are not the ones in the relationship doing something wrong. I mean, they might be doing something wrong, and they might be shitty, and they might be shady, and they might have known before, but you don't know the story.
It's a good 50-50 shot. She might not even know.
Yeah, you weren't there when they introduced each other. Like, don't get, no, get mad at the person that is doing the shady shit that is, you are with. You're only with that person. Fuck the other one. Who cares? I mean, they are. Get out.
We're going on a tangent.
We sure the fuck are. Apparently, I'm very angry about this. I'm sorry. I don't know why. I don't even have that many experiences like people cheating on me. That's not a super. It's like happened one time. Like, it's not a super thing, and that was like years ago. Wouldn't
You're
happen
lucky
now.
Lucky if you've only had it happen one time. But
it wouldn't happen now. I'm a catch. Who the fuck am I talking about? I just don't date anybody, so no one's cheating on me because we're not together.
I've had my share of cheaters, but I mean, that was back when I was really young. And let's be real, like, when you're really young, you really don't give a shit. Plus, we have a lot of options out there with the whole online dating thing.
Yeah. I mean, there is a lot of options, and I just feel like people date differently now. Like, I mean, I know for me, like, dating for me is like, yeah, I'm dating multiple people unless we have a conversation that we're not dating multiple people. And I think since I've been divorced, I've had that conversation with one person, and
So it's all fair game, really. Like,
yeah, so it's just different. Like, no one's in a rush. Well, I shouldn't say no one, because there are some people that are like in a rush to like tie your shit down. And I'm not one of those people. Like, I don't want to be tied down right away. I want to get to know you. Like, take my time. Like, live in the moment. Let's be in the honeymoon stage for a really long time. Okay, guys?
Well, if you've been divorced, then you have that experience. Like, you want to know exactly what you're getting into.
Yeah, I want to feel you out and date you long enough to be able to see you're crazy before I commit to your crazy.
Right, because in the beginning, let's be real, you're just dating their representative.
No, like, everybody's putting in their best effort.
Of course.
Like, it's all like, oh my God, he took me to like the best places. Mm-hmm. We had the best time.
All the while.
We would never fight. We would never disagree. He agrees with everything that I have to say. Mm-hmm. All the time that he's like, all of a sudden it's like a month down the road and he's like, you know, that's really fucking annoying. You told me that you really liked it. Well, you know what? It's really fucking annoying.
Well, I mean,
I'm saying that because this is me. Like, I'm that person telling those people, like, oh, it's really fucking annoying. No, I said I liked it in the beginning, but now, can you please fucking stop doing that?
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. The other thing about that is that everybody is living their best life online. Like, unless they're just one of those sad people that wants people to feel sorry for them and they're posting, like, sad stories all the time. There are those people out there. But most of the time when it comes to online dating or people that you meet on Facebook, Snapchat, or I mean, you probably don't meet them there. But like if you add them there, they're putting their best effort. They're putting their best lives online for you to see. And that's what they want you to believe. Like, that's what life is like. But let's be real. Like, we all have our problems that we have to deal with on a daily basis. We all have a bunch of bullshit and extra baggage.
So, well, yeah, and my thing is, like, just dating apps in general, like, I would like to start, like, a freaking movement where we can get back to, like, meeting people in real life.
Seriously.
Like, can we all get on board with this? Like, it's like, please. Like, can I just, like, hey, holler at me in the grocery store, the gas station. Like, not the gas station. I had someone do that, and that was weird. I didn't like it. Like, let me pump my gas in, please. Peace. It's fine. But...
it's giving me, like an idea.
And, like, we just need to start a new movement where we just talk to people in real life. And, like, that's, like, can I just meet my next, like, future ex-husband, like, at Starbucks or something? Not Starbucks. I don't know. Like, somewhere. Well, okay, this is why there's online dating, because apparently I don't want to meet anybody anywhere in real life either. Shit.
What about
at this might be why I'm single, guys.
What about at a bar? What's your opinions on meeting people at bars?
Well, okay, so I meet a lot of guys at bars because I frequent the bars. I mean, not like super, super friggin' often, but, you know, I go out, I'm single, I have no kids, and I go out and meet people. So I meet a lot of people at the bars, but I've met a lot of crazy people at the bars. Like, these people become so fucking obsessive, and I'm just like, the hell? She's over here laughing because she has been with me, and that there are, like, some craziness. Like, literally, there was a guy that told her that he loved me.
Oh, yeah. He said that, I can't remember exactly how it went down, but he was so upset because she was talking to another guy that night. And he came up to me and he's like, I'm in love with her. So very dramatically, and like did a pivot and turned and walked away like he was on fucking Gone with the Wind or some shit. It was the funniest thing I have ever seen.
Guys, this is what happens. Like, please don't love me too soon because I will hate you.
Yeah. But then like he was like sucking face with the next week.
Yeah, I know. He loved me so hardcore, guys. But we didn't even, like, we hadn't even... I think we had seen each other at the same bar a couple times, and like we exchanged numbers and like we talked a little bit, but hardly. No. We hardly even talked outside of that place. And
you did kiss him one night at the bar.
He kissed me.
Oh, well, same thing. There was a kiss action going on, a shared kiss between the two of you. But I mean, that's a kiss. That's not like...
it's fine.
It's not any reason for somebody to go profess dying love from the mountaintops over.
No,
with,
especially know? Because like we never went on an individual date. Like, nothing. I'm gonna need you to just not. It's fine. Like, let me live my life. Okay, because the whole thing is, like, I try to be respectful, and when I'm out, and, like, if I see someone that I've, like, kind of talked to or whatever, like, I'll try to, like low-key hide my flirting or whatever, but, like, I'm going to be real with you guys. The majority of the time that I go out, like, I meet people. Like, people approach me, and, like, I like I'm saying, like, I'm approachable in real life. Like, sometimes the face, like, throws people off, but most of the time, like, if I've had a couple drinks in me, I'm, like, laughing real hardcore. I'm a happy drunk, and so, like, people are like, ah, oh my god, she's approachable all of a sudden, I'm gonna go say hi. But so I don't know, I meet a lot of people, but I haven't met anybody that's, like, worth anything at a bar.
Yeah, yeah, you
know? There was, like, that little stint of, like, something, but, you know, they were still worth anything.
I still think, like, meeting a friend or meeting through a friend is the best place.
Really?
Except for that one.
Two.
Oh, yeah. But yeah. I mean, to be fair, that wasn't a friend.
Two.
That was an acquaintance.
Yeah. So I don't know. My experiences of friends hooking me up with people have not gone well. So I
quit.
Yeah, she's fired because she's not allowed to hook me up with anybody else.
Which should bring us to maybe our next topic.
I don't know. Like, what do you think about, like, what do you think makes a good first date? Like, what would you suggest if you're, well, I guess we should put this in two different categories.
Okay.
What would you suggest for going on a first date with someone that you knew? Like, you met somewhere, like, you've kind of met them already and known them for a little bit, versus, like, a good first date for someone that you're first meeting, like, on an online date or online app. Like, this is the person that, you know, well, this is the first time that you're seeing them.
Oh, gosh. What would be a good first date? I kind of like, but I think it would be more along the lines of, like, somebody I don't know, like a group setting, just because you just don't know.
See, I don't like group dates for somebody that I don't know. I feel like that takes away from the intimacy of getting to know them, mm-hmm. and you're not getting to know them, like, on a true level, like, because everybody puts on a different front mm-hmm. for friends, mm-hmm. and especially if it's, like, combined friends, like, they're bringing a friend, you're bringing a friend, like, yeah. kind of thing, then I feel like it's just too many people, and you're really not, like, getting the, like, one-on-one attention. Like, if you're truly going to go out and date someone, like, go out and, like, be on a date with them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's true. I mean, if you're having to feel like you have to get past the friends to get to the... If you feel like you're having to get past the friends to get to the person that you're supposedly going out with, then that can be tough. That's pressure. That's pressure if you feel like you have to get past all the friends.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like friends is for a few dates down the line.
That's fair.
Like, I'm not opposed to meeting friends early on because I feel like friends are a good judge of character.
Sure.
And they can kind of see, like, where it's at or whatever. But I would not agree to that.
Yeah.
I definitely would not. Like, if someone said, yeah, you want to do it? No. If I'm taking you on a group date for the first time, I'm not that interested from the get-go.
Hmm.
I can tell you that for sure.
So you're looking for more of a friend type situation?
Yeah. I mean, straight up, I'm not going to, like, romance, like, wine and dine you in front of my friends for the first time. Like, that's not going to happen. I'm going to tell you, like, I probably said yes. Mm-hmm. And I agreed to that because I didn't want to be stuck with you for that long.
Ugh.
By myself.
Mm.
That's my take on it.
But have you ever really, you've never really done that though. You've never really, like, done a group thing.
Only one time.
On
and that was the
date.
Reason why I did it.
Oh. But why would you even go if it was, like, a pity situation?
No, I didn't go. He met me and my friends out.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, because he kept begging. And so, like, you're sad and lonely, so you can come hang out.
Well, that takes balls though, because if I was a guy and I had to, like, get around all the girlfriends, because you know how girls can be.
Well, the worst thing is if they bring friends and then y'all's friends don't get along. Oh my god, that happened. It was awful. It was, like, the worst fucking night. I'm pretty sure that one of my friends ended up cussing out one of his friends, or it might have been multiple. Like, it was bad.
Joy.
Yeah, it was bad. It didn't end well.
That's so too many variables for something to go
exactly.
wrong.
Exactly. Like, and it's like, you just want to sit down and have a conversation. Like, I want to sit down. I want to be able to look at you mm-hmm. and, like, have a real conversation and just, like, hang out and chill. But it's like, also, if you know that you cannot hold a conversation then you probably shouldn't be online dating and meeting people, like, people that you don't really know. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's like, you got to find someone, but please. Okay, so let me preface. Just don't meet me, okay? Just don't.
I had a friend that actually asked, or a guy asked her out. He met her on Bumble, I believe it was. And she was like, well, you know, hey, what are you doing tonight? She's open to going out. Like, she really is. And the guy was like, well, I don't know. It's 8 o'clock. That's going to be kind of late. 8 o'clock?
I do that.
That's when people make dinner reservations, though.
I'm sorry. But if you are texting me, like, there are times, like, if you're like, oh, I want to go out for a quick drink. But I am a girl, and I have to get ready. And you can't just be texting me at 8 o'clock at night.
It was her idea.
It was her idea. But still, like, but for me, like, versus, like, okay, well, guys can have their things, too. But I know for me, like, I've gotten home. I've done taking off my bra. I done put on my comfy pants. Like, I probably took off all my makeup. I'm not about to redo all that shit. And plus, like, yeah, you got to hit me up before a certain time, because otherwise I'm not respecting that shit.
No, that's a good rule of thumb. Like, it does take us time to get ready. Especially if, like, we don't know you. We want to look our best. You want us to look our best? Really?
Now, I have done that to guys. Like, I have reached out to them later. I'm like, hey, you want to go grab a drink? I'm free. Yeah. And most of the time they're like, yeah. But there have been, like, sometimes it's like, you know, maybe they have an early day the next day. I don't know what's going on. Well, and I can't judge you for it.
But because 8 o'clock?
I would not, girl. I swear to you, I would not.
I would take kids out for dinner at 8 o'clock. She asked him.
Would not do
and
it.
And he was like, no, 8 o'clock, like, that's kind of late.
But, like, you never know how early his day starts. Like, I give him a pass on that. I'm sorry.
I don't.
I do, because I can, but in reality, it's like, you know, I can be a little, like, you know, a little one-sided in the fact that, like, there are some things that I'm like, oh my gosh, like, but if I do it, it's fine. But I mean, I gotta be realistic. Like, if I do something like that, like, I can't expect someone else not to do something like that. So I give you a pass because you're adults. And, like, you know, there are some times where I've had to wake up at, like, 8 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, for work. And I don't want to go out. Because you asked me at 8, we probably won't meet until 9.
No, meeting at 8.
Well, you're meeting me at 8, and depending on who you are, if we like to drink, we're probably not going to get back until, like, however late, and then I'm going to have to, like, roll out of bed in the morning, and it's just like, no. Like,
it could be sometimes. Well, I mean, what time do you want to meet then, at 5?
No, I would be, what time was it that she asked him this?
It was around 5 o'clock, and she's like, well, I get off at 7. What about meeting at 8 for dinner?
Okay.
And he was like, that's a little different. Late.
Yeah. I was talking about, like, reaching out at that time and being like, hey, you want to meet?
No. Okay. No.
That's a little bit different.
It was her idea. She was like, I get off at 7. We can meet at 8. So that gave her a little time to get herself together or whatever. And he was like, no, that's kind of late.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he had something going on. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm going to give him
the benefit of the doubt. Or he just wasn't that into her. And I'm sorry if you're listening to this, girl, but he might just not have been that into you.
Nah, I don't think that was the case. She's pretty fucking amazing. I'll give her that. She's pretty amazing. I don't know.
Who is it that we're talking about? Tell me on the sly. Do I know this person?
Yeah. Well, you know of her.
Amy. He's just not that into you.
It's Amy. Oh. From last episode.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Amy. I didn't mean to say that. I take it back. I don't know this girl, and she already hates me. This is a story of my life. Guys, I just lost a friend.
Oh, no, you didn't. It didn't.
I'm just kidding. But for real, though, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. We've had this conversation multiple times. If someone is really into you, it doesn't matter.
No, it absolutely doesn't. So, you're going to make time for the person that you're into.
Yep.
If they don't make time, and I'm not saying, like, they have to text you every fucking second of the day, but
no, you're going to make it known that you're into the person.
Yeah. Especially guys, like, we talked about this before. They are trained to be the aggressive people and the ones that are the pursuers of a relationship. So, yeah, they're going to make time for you if they're truly interested. If they don't, then you really need to keep searching. You really do.
Yeah, I mean, I had to face that fact the hard way. Like, I've had a couple of people that were not worth the time. You got to, like, face up and, like, realize, like, you're just not the person for them, and that's fine. Mm.
But does that come down to the rule of we always want what we can't have, and that's why we try so hard?
Yes.
I say rule, but it's not a rule. It's just something that happens, though. It, like, we naturally, as humans, for some reason,
we always want what we can't have.
Yeah.
And so it's fine. And it, like, and you're going to stumble through it, and that's fine too. Like, it's okay to be that person, but don't be that person for too long.
No.
You don't want to be in those shoes.
No, because then you're just basically torturing yourself.
Then you're just being a basic bitch.
Well, I mean, yeah, that could be it too. But I mean, don't torture yourself. If somebody wants to see you, they're going to make the time to see you. It doesn't have to be every day. That's not what we're talking about. Not every second. But if you are constantly the person that's reaching out, if you are constantly the person that is trying to make the plans and they're really not putting in any effort, yeah, go ahead and cut your losses with that one.
Definitely. You don't want to put in more effort than they're making. And that's my big thing. Like, that's I think that's the hardest thing that I have, like, had to deal with, is that a lot of the people that I meet, like, on online dating sites, in out places, like, no one wants to put in the effort to actually continue and, like, develop a relationship. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I can't say that I put in a whole lot of effort either, but that's that thing where it's like, oh, well, you asked for my number, so you're chasing me. If I ask for your number, then I will be talking to you. So
here we go with all of these dating rules.
I know, I'm just out here playing games. I complain about people playing games all the time, but I'm just out here playing games too. But what it is really is, like, I think that dating is, like, a pretty level playing field. But I feel like if you approached me, then you should put in the effort to make the first date and, like, do those kinds of things.
Oh,
if
sure.
I approached you, then I would feel the other way around.
Sure. So, it's kind of like, you know, the who pays. If yeah. you ask me out to dinner.
Yeah. I'm totally fine with that. Like, if I ask you out on a date, and I will ask you out on a date. I mean, not you. I mean, maybe.
I mean, you can date me. I'm totally cool.
But if I ask you out on a date, then I'm going to take you out on a date. I'm going to pay for it, and we're going out on a date.
And that's okay. Women can do that. It isn't 1920. Like, no. we can pay for guys. But I kind of expect, if a guy is going to ask me out, that he's offering to pay. I'm not going to take that for granted. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll be ready. But I kind of expect, if I'm getting asked out, that he's paying.
Yeah, that's true. I think that I feel that way too. But you know what's crazy? Okay, so I ended up not dating this guy at all. Like, I did. This was one that I ghosted because he got on my nerves after he said this. Like, we had gone back and forth for so long, like, making dates and then canceling dates, making dates, canceling dates, because I wasn't really into it. And I don't know, he was just being weird too. And so we had finally, like, made this date, and it was the day of, and he texted me, and he was like, so he's like, am I paying for this, or are we going Dutch? And I'm like, I think that is so rude. Like, who texts somebody and asks that? And I didn't even know how to respond to that. I was like, what in the fuck?
Like, why did you even ask me out?
I'm like, you asked me out, so I would only assume that you paid. But now I'm like, well, do you not have the money? Like, is this a money issue? Like, what?
I mean,
or go Dutch? Who the fuck? I don't, like, I didn't even respond. I ghosted him right there because he threw me off and I didn't know how to respond.
But when is it okay to go Dutch?
It's fine to go Dutch, but I just feel like that's a weird thing to, like, start off. Like, basically, this is the day of the date. So this is date day. Like, we just started off date day in, like, this bad, weird place, and I don't want to go anymore because it's awkward already.
Oh,
so
God.
I'm like, okay, well, you just asked me a really awkward question. If you wanted to ask, you should have just said, I can't afford to pay for you, so can we pay for each other?
That's a
but I don't care. But asking me that weird question, and I'm like, well, I don't know, because if I answer with, well, you asked me on the date, so you should pay, does that make me a bitch?
Kind of.
The reason he asked it, I'm sure, is probably because he couldn't afford to pay for both of us.
I think it would really just depend on the guy. Like, if I was feeling him up until that point, and then
I wasn't feeling him that much.
That's why. That's got to be the reason why then. Because if I was really feeling a dude, and then going to that pride thing, it's got to be like a stab to the fucking throat. If you've got to sit there and say, I can't afford to take you. But with him asking that, if I was into him, I would be like, yeah, I'm totally cool with going Dutch.
But that's not how he approached it. He could have said, is it cool if we go Dutch? I'd have been like, yeah, cool. Let's do it. But that's not how he approached it. Mm. He wanted me to make the decision if he was going to pay for me or if we were going to pay for our own stuff.
Oh, okay.
That's how he approached the question.
That is a different thing. Or if he had just said, do you mind if we go Dutch?
Yeah.
Without having to hurt his pride. And maybe that's, even to him, that might have been, I don't know. Can we get some opinions on that?
We need y'all to like slide into our DMs and let's get an opinion on that, because that's just like, that just totally turned me off. And I was like, so now you're making it on me to make the decision if you pay for me? That's weird.
Okay, so yeah,
because if you had said,
you're paying for me
about people paying for my stuff in general, like even if it's on a date, like that is weird to me. Like it's always an awkward moment when the check comes, because I'm like, oh well, do I pay, like what's going on? But like, oh thanks for dinner. I don't know, like, so that's always awkward for me. But that was just like really weird, because I'm like, I don't want to make that decision. That right. is
so no. If you go, yeah, you pay,
yeah,
I'm so like, you're saying you have the ability to, but you're asking like,
if I want you to, like what is that? No,
okay, that's weird. That's yeah. weird.
And if you don't have the ability to, and then I say no, you're paying,
then you're a bitch from
then
hell.
Then you're fucked.
Then he doesn't want to go out with you and he ghosts you.
Yeah, he's going to make him an excuse why he can't go until payday.
Like, she just wants me to pay for everything. Like, yeah. I can totally see it going that way.
I'm not that kind of bitch. But then it's like half the people, because, like, you know, we live in Texas. And so, like, half the guys are like, well, you're not paying for anything. And I'm like, why? I work. It's fine.
That's just weird.
Why is that weird? It's only weird because you're making it weird. It's only weird because you're saying this. I literally have had had guys go to the bathroom, and I was so annoyed by it that I told the waiter to bring me the check while they went the next time that they left, and I paid it. And I didn't even let them see it on the table because I was just so annoyed. I wanted to get under their skin because I'm an asshole, guys. I'm single. This is why I'm single. I wanted to make them feel uncomfortable.
Oh, so this would be something like the check has been lingering for a minute, and then like he goes to the bathroom.
Oh no,
or
we'd
something.
Have just like, it would be like a preemptive conversation, and I was like, oh, don't worry, I got this, and like maybe he bought dinner, and then we went out to drinks afterwards. So I'm just gonna buy the drinks.
Okay, yeah.
No, I got this. Like, no, a lady doesn't need to pay for anything.
But then
fuck you. Like, I'm an equal person. Like, I'm gonna pay. So then, like, what I'll do is, because I don't have the argument with them, and I want them to like take the check, so I'll wait until they like get up to go to the bathroom, like in between drinks, and I'll get the waiter, and I'll be like, hey, whenever we're ready for the check. I was like, wait a minute, because they usually, guys always, I don't know, it's like so weird. They always go to the bathroom, like, when the check's coming or, like, something. It's like, somewhere around there. Or
like,
I'll be like,
on purpose.
Yeah, or, like, you know, slyly, give me the check. Or what I'll do is, don't bring me the check, because either way, I'm going to pay it, and I'll just give you my card. Like, when we're done. Like, pick up the last drinks, give me my card.
That's pretty funny.
I've done that before. And so I'll pay, and they'll be like, they won't even see the check. And I'll be like, are you ready to go? Oh, well, I got to get a tab. It's already paid for.
What? I got you, boo.
Yeah. And I'm like, I already paid for it. I'm like, I am crafty.
I am so interested to hear what our guy listeners think about that.
Oh my God. Like, they're probably going to be like, I'm not going to date that crazy ass.
Well, no. Like, I would be like, appreciative.
They're going to be like, oh my God, a girl pays for shit. Like, yes, guys, right. I pay for some stuff.
You got dinner. We went to get drinks later. I bought the drinks, whatever. I mean,
seems like so. And that's what I would think, like, going Dutch in my head. I'm like, oh, well, maybe one of us paid a little bit more than the other. But then you'd, like, reverse it the next time. It's fine.
Yeah.
But I always like to do that. Like, unless they, like, super insist. And I'm like, oh, well, he's got some money. It's fine. But, like, most of the time, I feel like most people are, like, we're on a pretty level playing field. Like. Mm-hmm. Or even if they're not, I'm like, hey, I'm still a girl. I can, like, pay for something.
Yeah. Right. I really am interested to hear what people have to, or people think about
that. I mean,
for
me, it's like a little bit of a pride spot. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, I can pay. It's fine.
Yeah. I think it's pretty cool. I mean, I wouldn't be mad at it, for sure. But yeah. Slide into our DMs. Let us know what you think about that.
Yeah.
Guys. You guys.
It's an interesting. Well, and, like, if you're a girl, let us know, like, how would you feel about that? Especially about the whole, like, texting and being like, are we gonna go Dutch? Or, oh my God, like, yeah. And even like when I literally read the text message, that's how I read it in my head.
You want me to pay? Are we gonna go Dutch?
Like, oh,
do you want me to pay?
Like, why?
Little did he know that you probably, I mean, it probably wouldn't have been a Dutch thing anyway, just because you're like that. You would have bought drinks or something.
Yeah,
some
if
point.
He would have said nothing, I would have done it. Yeah. But just for you to, like, just, I don't know. I was like, God, no. This is gonna be one of those times where it's like, I'm on a stupid freaking date and I can't get out of here. Then he wants to go somewhere else and I'm gonna have to be bitch and like, no, I don't want to.
You're
Or he's going to try to kiss me and like, I'm not. And then it's going to just be like, really awkward.
I'm all the way turned off at this point with you.
Yeah. Like already. I'm done. I'm over it. I don't want to do it anymore.
Okay. Well, then that's a couple of things that we want to hear from. We want to know about the paying thing. Would that be annoying? We also want to know about the aggressive women. I've asked a few people. I would love to hear more. More people's opinions about that, whether you like aggressive women, what your thoughts are on that. Does it matter how aggressive? Because some of us can be very, very aggressive. And I'm talking about like sexually aggressive or, okay, yeah. Right. Or just like just being interested in asking you out on a date. How far is too far? How much is too much? We're interested.
And speaking of hearing from you guys, we did ask for you guys to send in some stories. And we did get a couple. Some of them were like, well, it's like a regular Tuesday night. And then, like, some of them were pretty interesting. And some of them just made, like, it was like, you guys sound crazy. Like, okay, this is supposed to be, like, your crazy date story. But are you not the crazy person in this dating scenario? Because you kind of sound like it.
Yeah, right.
So this one that we got. This guy, I'm not gonna like shout him out or anything. I'm sure he probably doesn't even listen, but so maybe he does, which shout out to you because you're gonna know this story. But kind of like maybe don't listen because I'm about to like, I don't know, I'm not gonna make you sound that good.
Oh, she's gonna give her opinion on the whole thing.
Yeah, because I have some opinions about this because this is just crazy. So he sent in this story. He's like, so I met this girl at a bar and she was gorgeous. Of course, like, whatever. Get to know my personality. See, this is going to be bad. Like one of those this is him. Like one of those that you think where you think, why is she going on a date with me? Kind of girls. Well, we go to this hole-in-the-wall bar she likes, and everything is going okay until this group of guys shows up, and she's kind of flirting with one of them. Oh, red flag. So we all leave and go next door, and next thing I know, she's throwing her beer on this guy, one of the guys that's in this group, while he's at the bar getting some drinks. And he said that he felt so embarrassed because she was... he felt so embarrassed that he gave the guy $20 for dry cleaning to like get the beer off of him.
Right.
And I'm like, what? That doesn't even make any sense. I would have walked out of that bar and I pretended like I didn't know that person. And he said, we get out the door and she slaps him and tells him never to apologize like that because she was right in what she said.
But do we even know what happened though? Like, did he like come at her? Did he like grab her inappropriately? Like no. What happened?
She just said, it doesn't matter. Basically, I'm right, and slapped him.
Yeah, okay.
I'd be out.
She's that kind of crazy. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, at this somewhat like, I mean, like three lines into the story, and I'd already been out five times, and he's still in, but it's fine. So she told him not to ever apologize like that, and she was right in what she did. So he says that they get three-fourths. This dude drove her home. That they get three-fourths of the way home and we're at a red light and she suddenly hops into his lap and starts grinding on him and flips the truck off next to them. And he said, I'm like, I have to get her home before she gets me shot or something. Well, I pull up to her house and we're sitting there and she pulls me over and we start making out. And then she stops and says, Channel 4 is watching her. Okay, crazy. And I'm like, basically he's like, okay, crazy, and stop, and gets mad because I stop. She gets mad because he stops. So I try to start again and she tells me to stop and gets mad. So I suggest we just get her inside. So we get her to the door and she's having a hard time getting the keys in. So I try to help and she says to get the guy across the street to help. And I'm like, it's 2:30 in the morning. I ain't knocking on some stranger's door. So she tells me to forget about it and to leave. So I do. Then she's calling me an asshole the whole time. I'm getting in my truck and I just drive off. So then, skirt to the next day. He says, the next day I get a text saying she had a great time. Oh my God, this is crazy. I'm like, are you sure? Because I told her, or he was like, are you sure? Because you cussed me out and blah, blah, blah. And she says, yeah, I shouldn't have, she's like, I shouldn't have, I blacked out and turned into a bitch. And, well, no fucking shit. Well, oddly enough, I text her one day and she says she has plans with some guy. Turns out it's the guy she threw the beer on our date. I'm like, good luck, homie. Well, that's not the end of the story, guys. That wasn't enough for him. So she apparently texts him and asks him what he's doing for New Year's. And he tells, he told her staying local. And apparently she comes into the bar that he's working at and tells the DJ that she's going to... Okay, I'm sorry. He doesn't know how to type either. but he did, like, she comes into the bar where he's working at and tells the DJ that he's going, like, this dude is going to fuck her that night. And so, of course, this guy takes her home or takes her to get some Whataburger first. And then he got her, like, he took her home.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, now you know what else happened on New Year's. Like, oh, God, whatever.
So he went ahead and fucked her anyway.
Yeah, he fucked this crazy bitch. And he was like, well, a couple months go by, and I text her and said she said that she's pregnant, but it's not his. Like, what? Okay, for one, you reached out to this crazy, like, you had this crazy-ass night where in that whole story, there are, like, 15 times that I would have said, fuck this shit, and left this crazy bitch.
Mm.
No, I would not have given her ass a ride home. Hell no.
Some guys are really, like, into fucking crazy, I guess. Yeah.
So, but not only that, but then you go back and you text her again, and then you hook up with this crazy bitch. And so I told him, and I was like, for one, she sounds way crazy. And two, what makes someone go back for a second round of that kind of crazy? Mm. He told me, well, they say the crazy ones are best in bed. And that night, she proved that theory to be utter shit. So the sex wasn't even good. But then you still texted her after that. So you are a lying motherfucking piece of shit. Because, no, you wanted to get back in that crazy-ass bed. You wanted to retry that. We all have those bad nights of, like, bad sex where you're like, oh, it can't be this bad. Like, let me try this again. No, it's still fucking bad. I've only had that happen one time where it wasn't, like, horrible sex, but it was also, like, not great. And then we did it again, and it was, like, fucking bomb. But
well, it's usually awkward the first time. Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen very often. Like, when it's not good at the first time, it's usually just not as good the second time.
You're not getting around to, buddy.
Yeah. But I'm like, you are crazy. And I'm like, dude, for real, like... I don't even get second, third dates. People don't even text me back the second day, the third day, like, whatever. And this crazy bitch, like, I don't know, she probably could have gotten your ass killed that night. And you're like, oh, yeah, like, I'm ready. Let's get in the sheets.
Yeah, like, such a turn on.
It's so gross. Like, I won't be, like, and then he's, like, still trying to have a conversation. No, we're not having, I got your crazy date story. I don't need to date you because you are just as crazy as her.
Oh, same. Well, I mean, he said it all at the end, you know, whenever you think, like, somebody's crazy, then I just was crazy in bed, I suppose. Well.
Not doing it.
Sorry it didn't work out for you, friend. We still love you, but.
Don't love him. We don't know him. Don't say that.
Well, I mean. I don't know.
No, we don't love you. We're not going to hang out with you.
I'm saying it out of love. That was too many red flags for you to continue it on.
Yes. I mean, you should have stopped at the one and I would have had more respect for you as a person. Right now, it's hard for me to respect you.
I still I'm respect sorry. You, but I mean, come on.
See, you guys, she's a lot nicer than I am.
I am the nice one.
Like, I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. You deserved everything that you got.
No, you just have to be more selective.
Stop telling them no. No. I'm going to need you to know.
I do not hate men. And I'm not saying that you do.
I don't hate men either. But
I'm just saying. I'm not saying that you do.
I would say this about a woman too.
I'm on your side. Just like, look, if you see signs of crazy, run. Don't walk.
And don't run towards the crazy. Run away from the crazy.
Remember I don't that. Care how good you think it might be in bed. Learn from this guy. It wasn't what he
believe me,
it was
there's enough
be.
Sane girls. I mean, we're all a little crazy. There's like different levels, but there's like normal crazy. There's enough normal crazy girls in the world that are good in bed that you can deal with.
Okay. Channel 4 News would have thrown me all the way off. Channel 4 News is
like,
watching.
What is she? I would be like, honey, I'm going to need you to see a doctor.
Channel 4 News is watching me.
There is nothing wrong. Was seeing a psychiatrist, a psychologist. I'm all about it. Mental health. You got to take care of your mental health. Like,
just please make sure you do.
But make sure you're taking your meds because you're fucking seeing Channel 4 news outside your house. What in the hell?
I don't know what to think about that.
Yeah, it was weird. I'm like, I don't want to hear any more of these stories.
But hey, no, I want to hear them.
No, I do want to hear them. But like, that was just weird. I was like, what in the hell? Like, I want to block you because I feel like you're crazy.
Okay. In a nice way to say, yeah, you shouldn't have done it. You should have saw the red flags. But Miranda, I still love you.
And by the way, like, I'm not going to be like ripping you all a new one when you send in these dating stories. But you all have to admit that like that's fucking crazy. And like he needs a slap in the face with reality. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, if he was basing it all on the sex, then that was probably a bad thing to begin with.
Well, especially if the sex wasn't good. Like, how disappointing would that be? Like, oh, my gosh, I like stuck it out with this crazy ass bitch. Like, she hallucinates news channels. And just because I thought the sex was going to be amazing and all she did was lay there.
Oh.
She probably lay there like a wet blanket.
Oh, fun. That's fun. That yeah. is fun. Okay. Well, sorry, guys. Sorry it didn't work out for you. But, yeah, hopefully next time you'll watch for those signs. We're praying for you. Not praying for you. We'll go ahead and cut that out.
Not think we're going to leave that in.
No. We hope that you find something a little less crazy next time.
Yeah, it's just not going to be us.
Okay, so I have a really, really short story, but I thought it was in a different way kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a different way kind of crazy.
Okay.
I thought it was rather interesting, quite hysterical, as a matter of fact. So this one comes from our friend Katie out in Florida. Thanks for writing into us, Katie. Okay, so Katie says, me and one of my friends met these guys at a bar. It turns out that they were from where we're from in Texas. Oh, I wonder if we know who Katie is. Are you in Dallas, Katie? I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, she said, it turns out they're from where we're from in Texas. Fast forward a year later, and one of them comes back. I meet him for drinks. I bang him in the back seat of his truck. I had to pee really bad. And so I just peed in the back of his truck and pretended that he was super good.
Oh, my God.
So basically, she just pretended to squirt in the back of his truck.
Okay, if I've been drinking and I have to pee, I can tell y'all. Listen, guys. I'm talking about you gentlemen. There is no fucking way that any of y'all are making a girl come that hard.
I don't know.
There's no fucking way. No way.
That's I'm a whole other topic.
I don't even know that can happen. I mean, I've seen some things.
Oh, come on.
But
porn, like, they're just all over the place. However,
yes, but it is not pee.
No, it's not cum. It's pee.
Well, but she played it off like it was cum.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If that guy is dumb enough to have believed that, like, y'all have to be fucking kidding me. Like, yeah. I know people, like, are into peeing. Like, whatever, that's fine. You do you, boo. Pee on me and I will kill you. But you do you, boo. That's fine. We all have our things. But what guy believes that? This is what I'm saying. Guys, do not believe that, like, if a girl is peeing, she's peeing. Like, don't believe that you're making a girl come that hard. Because that doesn't happen. I don't know that there is enough juice in there to, like...
Oh, like over and over. If you're watching like some porn, and I'm totally telling on myself right now, but if you're watching some porn, like some guy is quote unquote, whatever, like hitting her G-spot and making her just gush over and over and over. No, honey, that's
it's
just
still
you.
Not the same as someone pissing in the backseat of the car. Okay, so in that scenario, like I would have been like, hey, I gotta pee. Like, I'm gonna get out. Like, can you cover me? I'm gonna ladylike pee on the side of your car, like, well, outside the car.
She did say that it wasn't a bad date for her necessarily, but she was the bad date. Those were her words.
I know. I feel like people are just like giving themselves out, like giving themselves away. I mean, shit.
Oh, well, good for her. I mean, if that's...
I mean, you do you, but if that guy was stupid enough to really think that he was, like, that good in bed, and you know what happens is he probably wasn't even that good, and now he thinks he's, like, the best fucking thing in the world.
He thinks he's King Dong.
Yeah, and then he's, like, he'll be, like, the next girl that he's... I bet you anything, the next girl that he slept with, and she didn't really come that hard, and he's gonna be, like, well, it's not because of me.
Right? Because I know I'm King Dingling.
I know that I got my shit. Like, I don't know why I'm making guys sound like that. That's stupid. But...
Like, maybe that's how guys in Florida sound.
Yeah, it is. I mean, oh, I'm just
we're
kidding.
Just kidding. We're just kidding, kidding, Florida yeah, listeners.
I have nothing against guys in Florida. Hey, call me. I don't know. Like, that's just that it just doesn't happen. I'm no. sorry. I've had some really good sex. Really good sex. I can tell you that never once has it been like I peed unless I peed. But exactly. I've never peed.
During sex.
No, because you hold that shit in because it makes it better. Hey.
You do. Yeah, it really does, though.
Yeah.
But I would be interested to find out if we're wrong on that because I don't believe in squirting either. I don't think it's a thing.
Oh, no. I believe in that. That's a thing.
Squirting?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Yeah, that's a thing. That happens.
She's like, and I love it. I didn't say
I just
it.
Don't believe it's a thing. I don't know. I've seen it on porn before. It's fine.
That's what we were just talking about, though. We were trying to debunk the whole myth that squirting is a thing. Or that's what
no,
I was talking about.
But squirting and pissing are two completely different things. You don't squirt a whole, like, peeing is some completely different things. Like, it's not like, I mean, that's just like a guy coming. It's not like they come Niagara Falls, like, on your, what? Okay.
Like, I don't know where I'm going with that. Shut up.
But I mean, that's the same kind of thing. Like, it's not like this huge, like, bucket full, like, a pee, especially if you've been drinking and you've been holding it for a minute. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, no. That is a lot.
It really is.
So, I know, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, there is a difference.
Mm.
But I do believe people can squirt. It's fine.
I don't. I mean, I'm that guy, the freaking meme, sitting at the desk, like, change my mind. I really don't believe that people can squirt. I don't believe it's a thing. I think it's urine. I do. But I would love for somebody to change my mind. Really?
Well, I feel like the only way that
you
can know.
No.
Maybe
no.
I should rephrase that.
Yeah, we don't want people like, oh gosh. Okay. So I think
should
we're done for now.
Should we cut that?
No, we're leaving this in here, but oh. But please do not hit up our DMs. Oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed right now. I'm so hot. I just got like all these thoughts that people send me this video. Please don't. Okay.
Oh, your mom is totally going to listen to this.
I will totally look at Pornhub for that. Like, just send me a link to a good Pornhub video. I don't need to see your personal stuff.
I want scientific evidence, though. I mean, I'm not talking about.
Oh, my God.
I do. I want evidence. I want evidence.
The only evidence that we're going to get is like real. No, don't. She doesn't need any of it. She'll figure it out on her own. One day she'll have an experience. It's fine. We don't need any of y'all to do any of that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, really, don't send us any dick pics and all that stuff. Please,
yeah, no.
Really, no.
I just, like, I feel like we just opened the floodgates. Please, just don't.
I'm not talking about dick pics. I really don't. And look, I'm a photographer, so I get it. Like, the angles on dick pics. We still haven't even gotten to that subject. That's going to be part three.
No.
I think this may. No.
I think that will. I mean, it'll just come up eventually.
Eventually.
But yeah, I mean, it was really good to sit down and talk to you guys again. And I hope that you guys actually hit up our DMs with some of these answers. Like, we just really, like, for our own personal growth,
yeah.
We kind of grow as human beings with this.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know, like, the answers to these questions. Like, I want to know, like, Am I coming across too aggressive? Maybe I am. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Whatever. I mean, even if you tell me that I am, I'm still going to do it.
Like, right.
It doesn't matter.
You can't change you. Let's
yeah,
be real.
I mean.
But no, I really want to know, like, what guys' thoughts are on that. Like,
yeah. And the whole, like, going Dutch thing. Like, can we just figure out a new way to approach that? Like, we got to figure this out. Guys,
well,
we're going to figure this out together.
We are. We're going to figure it all out together. And then, of course, you know, the squirting thing.
No, no, we're not doing that. We are not doing that. Guys, I don't want to see any of that crap. I mean,
no,
it's fun.
It's fun. Yeah, don't send us any
please
porn.
Don't.
Like, I've seen enough porn of women
yeah.
squirting. I just think
and
it's
I'm
a
just
myth.
Like, I'm not into the dick pic thing, and like, I just don't need it in my life.
Yeah, don't do
if
that.
If I
want
to see a dick, I'll see it in person.
We do want to have conversations with you guys, though. Seriously, slide into those DMs. Let
yeah.
us know what you think about the topics that we talked about, and share your crazy dating stories because we want to put them on the show as well.
Yeah, I think maybe next time we might talk about something else besides dating, but who knows? We might come back to the subject.
No, we don't want to completely pigeonhole us to just dating. That's
yeah,
not
that's not the only thing we do out here in these streets. But oh wait, what is wrong with the end of this episode? Like, we are just like setting ourselves up for all kinds of things.
No, none of that was really intentional. Like, I really wasn't like
soliciting any kind of porn.
Yeah, we're not
like
soliciting porn here.
But I'm not a believer.
Yeah, we are better people than that. We're not going to solicit porn. We're going to go like all the rest of y'all and Google some shit. But but I hope you guys enjoyed tonight. We did. And I hope that we can get some more stories from you guys. And we will be back soon with another episode.
Chat us up. We look forward to hearing from you. And we will see you next week.
And maybe out in these streets somewhere.
Yeah.